The Supreme Court today handed property rights advocates a stinging defeat. By a vote of 6-3, the High Court ruled that temporary bans on development, even bans that last for years, are not per se takings of property under the Constitution. That means they do not necessarily require the affected landowners to be compensated. As NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports, the court's ruling upheld a temporary ban on construction around Lake Tahoe.
Lake Tahoe was in trouble in the 1960s and 70s. Amid a housing boom, the lake was losing the famed clarity of its cobalt waters. And Nevada and California, with the official blessing of Congress, agreed to come up with a regulatory plan to save the lake. To give themselves time, they enacted a 32-month moratorium on development. Some 800 landowners challenged the temporary ban on construction in court, claiming that any temporary ban amounted to an unconstitutional taking of private property without just compensation. But today, the Supreme Court, by a 6-3 vote, upheld the moratorium as reasonable and necessary. Writing for the court majority, Justice John Paul Stevens rejected as extreme any categorical rule that would require payment for a temporary ban. When the government physically takes over someone's property, he said, then the landowner is automatically due compensation. But when the government by regulation partially restricts the use of land, many factors must be weighed and evaluated, including the governmental interest at stake, the good faith of the regulators, the reasonable expectations of the landowners, and the actual effect of the moratorium on property values. If the court were to adopt a categorical rule requiring compensation for any temporary ban on land use, he said, the government would have to pay landowners for delays in obtaining building permits, for changes in zoning ordinances, and even for orders banning access to crime scenes or fire-damaged buildings. In land use planning, he said, temporary bans on construction are an essential tool to give planners time to do their job effectively and efficiently. Indeed, he said, temporary bans have often been shown to increase property values in the long run. It may well be, said Stevens, that a ban that lasts longer than 1 year should be viewed by the courts with skepticism, but more time may well be needed, as it was in the Tahoe Basin, to resolve complex political and environmental issues. If there are to be categorical limits on moratoria, he said, they should be made by the state legislatures. Environmentalists were jubilant over the high court decision. John Echevarria is director of the Georgetown Environmental and Law Institute.
It's an enormously important decision and an enormous victory for the environment because it reaffirms the authority of local governments and state governments to impose reasonable planning moratoria to protect the environment, to manage growth.
Conversely, property rights advocates were bitterly disappointed. Michael Berger represented the landowners.
From the standpoint of the landowners who have suffered through the last 20 years, the opinion hangs them out to dry. They've been denied the ability to make any use of their land, and they will continue to be denied that ability. From the standpoint of the rest of us, I personally believe that it gives governmental planners and local agencies too much power over people.
The Supreme Court's decision today marks the first time in 15 years that the justices have squarely rejected the views of property rights advocates. It was also the first time a clear court majority spoke of the need for land use planning. That was music to the ears of environmentalists like Georgetown law professor Richard Lazarus.
It takes time. And it's okay for government regulators, when it takes time because of the complexity, to call for a timeout on land use development.
But for developers, today's court ruling upholding temporary bans on construction was bad news. June Barlow is vice president and general counsel for the California Realtors Association.
This court seemed to indicate that, quote, temporary can go forever. Unfortunately, I think it incentivizes public entities to continue to delay and add delay after delay.
Finally, today's court ruling seemed to definitively resolve one other issue, and that is whether property owners are entitled to compensation when a part of their property is rendered valueless by regulation, or whether the property must be looked at as a whole. Again, John Echevarria.
There are cases all around the country in which timber companies are challenging their inability to cut a small portion of their timber holdings because of the presence of the spotted owl. Or developers are claiming a taking because a few acres of wetlands on their property are off limits to development. They can develop the uplands but not the wetlands. The Supreme Court has now blown all those arguments out of the water.
Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.